We need confidence. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Confidence is critical, said Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke today, which is why we must stay positive. We must keep our quarterly stock reports so that years from now, the grandkids will look at them and say, Grandpa, what was it like in the Great Recession? Plus, it'll help them understand why they're not getting an inheritance. A couple of analysts on CNBC today even argued that the bottom would come this week, but they didn't have a lot of company.
Everyone's waiting for the fire sale.
That's Sam Stovall of Standard & Poor's, who has this annoying habit of looking at history.
Over the past 60 years, the S&P 500 has bottomed out a good 5 months before the recession has come to an end and a good 9 months before unemployment has peaked.
Yes, alas, the stock market is a leading indicator, so what you see on Wall Street today predicts what will be happening in the wider economy in a few months. Historians will point out that the famous crash on October 29, 1929, was a drop of only 12%. The market bottom didn't happen until 1932, by which time the Dow had come down 89% from its peak. And unemployment didn't peak until a year later when it hit about 24%. But enough history. It's too depressing. I want to point out that as the stock market was plunging yesterday, a surprise asteroid called 2009 DD45 that nobody knew about until it was discovered Saturday whizzing toward the Earth at 12 miles a second came within 45,000 miles of Wall Street and missed. I'm keeping this script so that years from now my grandkids can ask, Grandpa, what was it like to survive the asteroid? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.